Live and local. Mornings with Todd Sargent. For our sponsor, Harvey Norman Computers, Rutherford and Bennett's Green.
Always lovely to catch up with senior lecturer from the School of Health Sciences at the University of Newcastle, Dr. Tracy Burrows. And it's that time of the year, apart from Christmas, it's the time of the year when we tend to eat a little bit more, isn't it?
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
You drop in on someone or they drop in on you and you've got to break out the cheeses, you've got to break out all this, which makes it that much harder. But today we're looking at high cholesterol. And interestingly enough, it seems like high cholesterol has taken a back seat over the last couple of years, because we've just spoken about obesity, and I know they don't always go hand in hand, because I caught up with a friend of mine at the weekend who is very fit. He's skinny as a rake. He works out. He does everything right, and he's got massively high cholesterol, yet me, mine's good, and I'm a little bit less disciplined than he is. It's your genes, isn't it?
Absolutely. Cholesterol is one of those things where it is related to what you eat, but it also, your genes play a huge role in that as well.
So what you're going to do this morning is you're going to give us the five foods you need to avoid, that you can eat,
yes,
and the ones that you need to avoid. And the good news is there's more that you can eat,
yes,
than you need to avoid when it comes to high cholesterol.
Yeah, absolutely. We know that high cholesterol affects around a third of Australians, so it is quite prevalent in the community. And what we've done is we've written a few things in terms of what foods you can eat and ones that you can avoid.
Excellent.
So the first ones that we can focus on, that we can indulge in over the Christmas season, is legumes, which may not be the first thing that you bring out when it's a social event.
Hang on a minute. Strangely enough, no. I'm sitting here looking, I'm going, there's the legumes. You can wait till the mother-in-law comes.
Yes, we do know that they're not very highly consumed. We know from our recent Australian Health Survey that only around 20% of the population actually consume.
But they're so good for you.
Yeah, so they're not really the ideal snack for social events, but, you know, adding them to salads and things like that.
Yeah, that's a question.
Main meals and things like that.
Can you tart them up?
You can tart them up. And once you've used them a couple of times, it's much easier to have some, once you've developed, I guess, a bit of confidence in how to use them, how they could actually taste really good. So legumes are things like baked beans, kidney beans, a few things like that. So they're on our plus list. They help reduce our cholesterol, and in particular our LDL cholesterol, which is sometimes referred to as the bad cholesterol.
Yes.
So I guess a good starting point, though, is for people to actually know what their cholesterol levels are. So before we kind of go through all the foods, if people go to their GP or have their cholesterol measured, that's a really good starting point. Because like you said, some people who may not fit the, you know,
the ideal stereotype.
Of high cholesterol, that initial point of knowing what your cholesterol actually is and whether you need to know.
But having said that, even if you don't have high cholesterol, your suggestions today are good suggestions to it. What do we got next?
Okay, next on our list is plant sterols, margarines and spreads. So plant sterols, they found commonly in lots of plant-based foods.
Yep.
But what happens over, I guess, the past few years is we've seen food manufacturers isolate them and fortify them in a lot of foods. So you can get them readily added to milks, spreads, margarine, some orange juices, some yogurts. So they're a little bit more easier to consume by choosing the right variety.
So they're kind of being hidden in the things that you actually probably use more on a daily basis and consume more of.
Most commonly you'll probably find it added to find them in margarines.
Yep.
But they have... Food manufacturers have added them to a few additional foods to make it easier to consume them. So plant sterols, next on our list, which you can have for social events, is nuts.
Okay, but you're going to tell me.
The good news is that it doesn't matter what type of nut you have, they're all going to have benefits.
Okay, you're going to hold your hand out now and you're going to go, but you can only have that amount that fits in the palm of your hand. Is that what you're going to say?
Yeah, that's probably a pretty good idea.
I knew that was coming.
I guess a lot of the foods that we're talking about this morning that are influencing our cholesterol levels, it's good to remember that they all probably have a substantial amount of fat in them.
Yep.
So we have to remember portion sizes.
And that's the problem too. We can kid ourselves that because we're eating nuts and they go, Tracy said that nuts were great. And if you're sitting there hooking through a 1 kilogram bag of cashews, it's not going to do you as much good as maybe just having a few and enjoying.
Yeah. But the thing is, you actually don't need a lot to actually get the benefit. So around 67 grams of nuts, that's a very precise number, but that is about your handful size.
Thank God my hand's bigger than yours.
That leads to about a 5% reduction in our bad cholesterol.
Ah,
so that's a good, you know, good bang for buck.
All right, number four, what do we got?
Nuts. Just remember that all nuts have the same influence. So peanuts, cashews, pistachio, any of those. Yep, that's awesome. So then we've got olive oil is a really good thing to influence our cholesterol levels. Lots of the good stuff is sometimes taken out through the processing. So the less processed types of olive oil usually have the best influence on your cholesterol.
Yeah, I love olive oil, but I get confused by it, but I'm trying to become a little bit more savvy when it comes to what I buy and the quality of it, because, you know, oils
And oils. Absolutely. So the ones that are better for us are the ones that are the virgin olive oils, because they've been less processed to extract that oil out of the olives.
And you can use them so many ways. You can drizzle it across a salad. You can drizzle olive oil
on your legumes
to tart them up. There's a tart up for your legumes.
Awesome. Now, those are our four foods to increase our consumption of, to influence and have a positive effect on our cholesterol levels. And the ones that we're trying to avoid are our junk foods or our convenience foods, which is probably not really a huge surprise. But we know that across the population, about 40% of people's diet is comprised of these convenience foods. So that's a pretty high substantial component. So even if you're cutting it down by little bits or a lot, it's going to have a good impact on your cholesterol levels.
Yeah, we can't keep saying we're time poor, because that only takes you so far, doesn't it?
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah, so, and you'll be time poor enough to go to the doctor and find out what your cholesterol rating is.
Mm-hmm. And I guess the thing is, over the Christmas season, you know, any small change that you can make over that Christmas season is going to have an influence on your cholesterol level.
Thank you for dropping in. I'm going to go home today and work out how to tart up my legumes.
That sounds awesome.
Dr. Tracy Burrows, Senior Lecturer from the School of Health Sciences at the University of Newcastle.
2NURFM 103.7.